Anakin slipped into the med clinic. He walked as quietly as he could to the side of Dara's med couch. Her eyes were closed. Her mouth curved into a smile. "Hello, Anakin," she said without opening her eyes. "I came to say goodnight. Are you feeling better?" "Yes, much." She opened her eyes and glanced at him. "Better than you look, anyway. What have you been doing?" "A private tutorial with your master." She gave a sympathetic groan. "Oh, sorry." He crouched down so that they were at eye level. "Look, I'm sorry about what happened on Haradin. Suara told me it was my ego. She was right." "It's okay," Dara said. "Now I have something to impress the younger kids with. I was wounded in battle." "I'm here to make you a promise," Anakin said. "Don't," Dara said, rising on her elbows. "I know what you're going to say, and you can't promise such a thing. Besides, I can get my lightsaber back myself." "But I'm the reason you lost it."
"I'm the reason I lost it," Dara said firmly. "I'm the one who dropped it. Did you ever think it was your ego that wants to get it back?"
Suddenly, she slumped against the pillow.
"Do me a favor. Don't argue with me. I'm too tired."
Anakin saw the exhaustion in her face she had tried to hide.
"Is there anything I can do for you?"
Dara's eyelids fluttered closed.
"Just one thing. Stay with me until I fall asleep. It's lonely here."
"I will." Anakin shifted his weight so that he was sitting on the floor. He sat there until her breathing slowed and he knew she was asleep.
"I promise you, Dara," he whispered. "I will return your lightsaber to you. It is not my ego. It is my promise."
Obi-Wan hurried into the library. It had been restored to its usual pristine state. Jocasta Nu was at a data screen, working.
"What is it?" she asked, looking up for a moment and then back down at her screen.
"You sent for me," Obi-Wan said.
"Right."
Jocasta clicked off the screen.
"I have good news and bad news. Good news. I found out Grand Omega's listed birthplace. It's Coruscant."
"Coruscant?" Obi-Wan grew excited. That meant he could investigate a good deal of Omega's background without leaving the planet. Then he remembered Jocasta had said there was bad news as well.
"And?" "I can find no record of his birth. Nothing. So either he lied and was born somewhere else, or he lives under an assumed name."
"In other words, we know nothing more," Obi-Wan said, sinking down in a chair.
"Every time I think I have a lead, it disappears. I'm left with nothing."
Suddenly, holofiles began to zoom from Jocasta's fingers toward him.
"What is this?" Obi-Wan said.
"You say you have nothing on Omega," she said. "I'm showing you differently."
"But I've already seen these. They don't say anything."
"They say many things," Jocasta said, exasperated. "You just can't put the pieces together."
Obi-Wan almost smiled. Jocasta reminded him of Qui-Gon. What would his master say if he were here?
"Start with what you know for sure," Obi-Wan suddenly blurted. "That's what Qui-Gon always said."
Jocasta sniffed.
"Exactly. I know he has a vendetta against the Jedi," Obi-Wan said. "He hates us. I know he was on Haradin."
Obi-Wan straightened.
"I know he was on Haradin," he repeated. "And it couldn't have been because the Jedi were there. It would have been impossible for him to plan the attack beforehand."
"Not impossible," Jocasta corrected. "There is little that is impossible."
"But we received the summons and left within 1 hour," Obi-Wan said.
"Improbable, then. No, I think he was on Haradin for another reason."
He began to search randomly through the holofiles. "He made his fortune by buying up minerals on different worlds and creating shortages," he said. "We know that, too."
"Let me get the file on Haradin," Jocasta said.
She quickly accessed a file and began to flip through it.
"Interesting. Do you know why the two factions on Haradin have been fighting this time?"
"Land disputes," Obi-Wan said.
"Yes, but this isn't about territory. It's about what is underneath the land. Traces of Titanite have been found."
"Titanite?" I don't think I know it. That's because it's extremely rare, Jocasta said. Not only that, it's very hard to mine. It's usually buried so deep near the core that it costs more to extract it than it's worth. What is it used for? Obi-Wan asked. Until recently, not much, Jocasta said. But in the last couple of years, it's been discovered that when titanite is synthesized, a substance is extracted that is one of the essential ingredients of Bacta. Obi-Wan shook his head. Bacta? He began to flip through the files in front of him. Here it is. One of Omega's vast landholdings is on the planet Thyfera. That's the only place where the Alagi plant grows. Alagi lotion is the main ingredient in Bacta. So if he had the Alagi lotion and the titanite substance, Jocasta said, her voice trailing off. He could corner the galactic market on Bacta, Obi-Wan said. This is getting very interesting, Jocasta murmured. When was the titanite found on Harridan? Obi-Wan asked. Only a few months ago, Jocasta said. That's why the fighting began again. It's also one of the reasons the scientists were sent there. Harridan was included on the mapping expedition for precisely that reason. The Senate felt that if it had a complete picture of where the titanite deposits were, it could persuade the two sides to come to an agreement. Did the scientists make a final report? Yes, but it was inconclusive. They couldn't conduct the tests they needed to because the fighting moved too close. Maybe Omega wanted that to happen, Obi-Wan said. Maybe he didn't want the report to get back to the Senate. He would need to make his own test then, Jocasta said. He'd need to have his own scientific team. Maybe he didn't need a team, Obi-Wan said. Maybe he could do it himself. He waved the holofile surrounding them. Think about it. It would have been impossible for Omega to have done what he did in his career without some serious scientific knowledge. Which means, he said, turning to Jocasta excitedly, he would have had to have had some serious study. Can you search the records of the finest scientific institutes in the galaxy? Jocasta raised an eyebrow. All of them? Obi-Wan nodded. I'll start with the core worlds, she said with a sigh. Maybe we'll get lucky.